listener production.
Andrews cruises to third term. Sensitive data for sale. Lockdown protests sweep China. And demons collect first AFLW trophy. From the Saturday Paper and Listener, this is Post, News in 5. Written by Max O'Prey. I'm Adair Shepherd, and these are your news headlines for today, Monday, November 28. Number 1. Labor's landmark industrial relations changes will become law after deals were reached with Independent Senator David Pocock and the Greens. The deal with Pocock will lead to an annual independent review of JobSeeker, with recommendations to be made before every budget. The Australian Council of Social Services chief, Cassandra Goldie, hailed the independent panel as a, quote, game changer that should create a clear pathway to securing adequate income support payments. Pocock also secured a formal response to the 2018 Murray Review to better protect subcontractors' payments, a review of the Secure Jobs Better Pay Bill in 2 years' time, and multi-enterprise bargaining exemptions for the civil construction industry. Number 2. Premier Daniel Andrews has declared Victoria as Australia's most progressive state after securing a comfortable election victory. The Labor Premier won a third term of government as his party was returned on Saturday, coming close to retaining its thumping 55-seat majority. "We are a progressive state. We are a thoughtful state. We are the centre of critical thinking. We are the centre of all big ideas in our nation," Andrews said on Sunday. Although Labor suffered a modest swing against it, it looks set to primarily lose ground to the Greens, who benefited from Liberal preferences. Number 3. Sensitive data stolen from millions of Australians is being hawked on an easily found web forum. Logging credentials to individual Australian accounts, including MyGov, the ATO, and Virgin Money, are being offered for sale for between $1 and $10. Other data for sale includes medical and personal data of thousands of NDIS recipients and confidential details of an alleged assault of a Victorian school student by their teacher. Legal contracts and remote access to an Australian manufacturing company are also up for grabs, while One Post seeks classified intelligence on the development of Australian submarines. Number 4. Protests are sweeping China in an unprecedented show of defiance against the country's stringent zero COVID policy. A fire at an apartment block in the far western region of Xinjiang, which killed 10 people, has acted as a catalyst, as videos emerge that seem to suggest lockdown measures delayed firefighters from reaching the victims. On dozens of university campuses, students have held gatherings or put up posters to grieve the dead from the Xinjiang fire and speak out against zero COVID. And number 5. Melbourne has won its first AFLW premiership, defeating Brisbane in front of almost 7,500 spectators at Brighton Homes Arena in Brisbane, 19-15. After the Lions kicked the first two goals, the Dees held the home side goalless for the final three quarters to secure the win. A heroic last quarter from Kate Hoare proved the catalyst for the Dees' victory, overcoming stern resistance from the Lions defender Shannon Campbell, who was recognised as player of the match. The result represents atonement for Melbourne, who lost to Adelaide in last season's grand final in April this year. That's it for Post today, November 28. Don't forget to subscribe to Post News in 5 here in the Listener app, as well as to the Politics Podcast, your daily shot of what's happening in and around Parliament House. You can also head to thesaturdaypaper.com.au to subscribe to our newsletter. Have a great day.